وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
Allah says, "And remember when we took a covenant from the children of Israel, saying, 'Worship none but Allah alone, and be dutiful and good to parents and to kindred and to orphans and the poor, and speak good to people and perform a salah and give zakah.' Then you slid back except a few of you, while you are the backsliders." Chapter 2, verse 83, Al-Quran. The next topic is the covenant that Allah took from the children of Israel. Allah reminded the children of Israel of the commandments that He gave them and the covenants that He took from them to abide by those commands, and how they intentionally and knowingly turned away from all of that. Allah commanded them to worship Him and to associate none with Him in worship, just as He commanded all of His creatures, for this is why Allah created them. Allah said, "And we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we revealed to him, saying, 'La ilaha illa ana,' none has the right to be worshipped but I, that is Allah. So worship me alone and none else." Chapter 21, verse 25, Al-Quran. And Allah also said, "And verily, we have sent among every ummah, that is community nation, a messenger proclaiming, 'Worship Allah alone and avoid the taghut, that is all false deities.'" Chapter 16, verse 36, Al-Quran. This is the highest and most important right, that is, Allah's right that He be worshipped alone without partners. After that comes the right of the creators, foremost the right of the parents. Allah usually mentions the rights of the parents along with His rights. For instance, Allah said, "Give thanks to me and to your parents. Unto me is the final destination." Chapter 31, verse 14, Al-Quran. Also Allah said, "And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him, and that you be dutiful to your parents." Chapter 17, verse 23, Al-Quran. Until Allah said, "And give to the kinsman his due, and to the miskeen, that is poor, and to the wayfarer." Chapter 17, verse 26, Al-Quran. The two Sahihs recorded that Ibn Mas'ud said, "I said, 'O Messenger of Allah, what is the best deed?' He said, 'Performing the prayer on time.' I said, 'Then what?' He said, 'Being kind to one's parents.' I said, 'Then what?' He said, 'Jihad in the cause of Allah.' Allah then said, 'And to orphans,' meaning the young who have no fathers to fend for them. And Allah also said, 'And al-masakeen,' that is the poor, meaning plural for miskeen, the one who does not find what he needs to spend on himself and his family." We will discuss these categories when we explain the ayah of Surah An-Nisa, where Allah said, "Worship Allah and join none with Him in worship, and do good to parents." Chapter 4, verse 36, Al-Quran. Allah's statement, "And speak good to people," meaning say good words to them and be lenient with them. This includes commanding good and forbidding evil. Al-Hasan al-Basri commented on Allah's statement, "And speak good to people." The good saying means commanding good and forbidding evil. and being patient and forgiving. The good words to people, as Allah commanded, also includes every good type of behavior that Allah is pleased with. Imam Ahmad narrated that Abu Dharr said that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Do not belittle any form of righteousness. And even if you did not find any good deed except meeting your brother with a smiling face, then do so." This hadith was also collected by Muslim in his Sahih and At-Tirmidhi, who graded it Sahih. Allah commands the servants to say good words to people after He commanded them to be kind to them, thereby mentioning two categories of manners, good speech and good actions. He then emphasized the command to worship Him and the command to do good, ordaining the prayer and the zakah. Allah saying, "And perform as-salah and give zakah," means Allah informed us that the people of the book, except for a few among them, ignored these orders. That is, they knowingly and intentionally abandoned them. Allah ordered this ummah similarly in Surah An-Nisa when He said, "Worship Allah and join none with Him in worship, and do good to parents, kinsfolk, orphans, al-masakeen, that is the poor, the neighbor who is near of kin, the neighbor who is a stranger, the companion by your side, the wayfarer you meet, and those servants whom your right hands possess. Verily, Allah does not like such as are proud and boastful." Chapter 4, verse 36, Al-Quran. Of these orders, this ummah has practiced what no other nation before it has, and all praise is due to Allah.